review?
Sure. I think we have to acknowledge that the university has certain constitutional protections and also acknowledge that there's a history of arrogance on both sides. I think there's a history of arrogance on the side of the university as well as some council members. And we have a new opportunity moving forward to have a civil conversation about how we can collaborate. I think we need to be more proactive if we have rights of first refusal on properties and be getting ahead of that situation. We need to strongly negotiate for payments of services that directly benefit the university, for example, traffic at football games. But I believe there are lots of positive examples. The university has expanded their public safety workforce, and there are a lot of students who do volunteering. Part of my job at U of M Dearborn is that I teach an internship course, and I have students that are out as volunteers. And on the Park Advisory Commission, our natural area preservation in particular, received thousands and thousands of hours of community service from students and faculty of the university. So I think there's room for improvement, but we have to be realistic.
Thank you. Sam?
Yeah, so at this time of transition, I think it's really the year to capitalize on this opportunity. We've heard many times that, you know, students are an asset to the community, but we're not using it anywhere near to its potential. And the idea that as a student running for council, I think we stand to benefit a lot from having that interaction with the students and the university. I've met with Jim Pesteva, who's the government relations vice president. He's a reasonable guy. This is not an impossible thing. The president that's coming in has paid voluntary taxes before. I'm not suggesting that he'll do it here, but he has the right mindset for this cooperation to work. One of the issues with the university is that they buy land and then it's tax exempt and we don't get the money from it. And something that we could maybe, how we could go about that is students are currently housed in single family homes going far down into the south of downtown. It's a very inefficient way of housing them, and you can read all about it on my website.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. This is really a great opportunity for our city officials to get together with the new administration coming into the University of Michigan for town and gown partnering. When we did the renovation in West Park, our park planner consulted students in the School of Natural Resources to do a hypothetical renovation of West Park. And you know what? They didn't charge a penny, and about 75% of their ideas were utilized in that park renovation under the stormwater management thing. Why can't we do that with other groups in the university, town and gown, and save a lot of money in consulting fees by utilizing these great young minds at the university, overseen by the experts, the professors that teach them,